today, the government has released the nation's health care tab for the year 2006. The details are in the current issue of the Journal Health Affairs. And for the first time, we can tell you that the total spent on health care topped $2 trillion. That's trillion with a T. Even though the rate of growth is slowing, NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that news may not be as good as it sounds.
Every year since 1960, government economists have collected information on how much is spent on healthcare in the U.S. and by whom. Then they analyze how much things have changed since the year before. This year's analysis was headed by Aaron Catlin, an economist with the Department of Health and Human Services.
Health spending in the United States accelerated slightly, picked up in growth to 6.7% in 2006. That's up 0.2 percentage point from 2005.
Not much of an increase in growth, if you're an economist. Some previous years have been nearly twice that rate. But in one area, there was a pretty dramatic increase. Spending on prescription drugs went up 8.5%, $16 billion. Again, economist Aaron Catlin.
With the prescription drug estimate, we attribute about 50% of the growth in prescription drug spending to increases in use. Some of that increased use did come from beneficiaries under Part D.
The beneficiaries under Part D are the people on Medicare who didn't used to have prescription drug insurance, but then were able to get it through the new Medicare Part D program. Some of them had been unable to afford certain prescription medications before the plan went into effect. Where is it all going? Well, the government won't come out with its projections for the next decade until the end of February. But some other health experts say there are big problems ahead. Healthcare inflation is far from solved. Healthcare consultant Bob Leshefsky.
It's sort of like the ship is sinking at a reduced rate from where the ship was sinking before. Healthcare costs are going up at about twice the rate of inflation. 5 years ago, they were going up at four times the rate of inflation.
But he says twice the rate of inflation is still unsustainable, especially given what he sees for the future. Doctors and hospitals joining together to resist insurers' cost cutting, and baby boomers continuing to age. Paul Ginsberg sees other problems. He's president of the Center for Studying Health Systems Change, which has been examining health spending in communities around the country. For one thing, Ginsberg says if the economy hits a downturn and wages slump, healthcare costs will take a bigger bite out of every paycheck. Plus, he expects that the nation's obesity epidemic is going to drive up health costs. And in traveling around the country, he's seen marketplace changes that worry him.
What we've seen is that, you know, the hospitals and physicians have identified which services are the most profitable. So hospitals identify, you know, cardiac procedures, and physicians have identified imaging and what's profitable they're building.
So when a new hospital wing gets built or doctors buy fancy new machines, those new buildings and machines are going to be used. And when they're used, somebody has to pay for them. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
Even with all that spending, a separate study out this week finds that the United States lags behind other developed countries in preventable deaths. You can get those numbers at npr.org/health.